God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend, the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. On behalf of my wonderful wife and myself, we most warmly welcome you to the Good Hour, a program that has blessed millions of people. God bless you in Jesus' name. Get yourself ready to be refreshed, to be motivated, to be inspired. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget to take part in the book quiz. You can win and some prizes. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The morning of your life is the best time to build a fortress for your success. And soar just like the eagle. Join us today for insights. Anointing. Secrets, and the word that will awaken the giant in you and make you a pace setter. It's time to bid the best and be the best. The Eagle Hour with your host, Dr. D.K.
God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your friend in the School of Prayer and Deliverance, Daniel Olukoya. You are most warmly welcome to the Eagle Hour, a program for those who want to fulfill their destiny, a program for those who have rugged determination to beat the best and be the best. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this program. Father, we thank you for your grace, your power, your love and might. Father, we thank you for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you because you are a great God and you do great and marvelous wonders. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in these programs. And thank you, Lord, for meeting your people at the point of their needs. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 We continue on our theme, The Secrets of Success. Today, we're looking at success and spiritual warfare. Success and spiritual warfare. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Success, like other covenant benefits, are signs that should follow every believer, and therefore answers to the force of power. When you have done all that you need to do, there is the dimension of power you need for the manifestation of success in life. This becomes imperative because there are oppositions working against the manifestation of success. There are forces from the bottom of hell assigned to pull men down. There are forces that are anti-success in nature. Hence the need to engage in conflict. Hence the need to engage in the ministry of conflict in order to overcome the opposing forces. Success and spiritual warfare can therefore be termed to be the spiritual struggle and conflict that must be fought and won before the progressive attainment of a God-given goal. Conflict that must be fought and won before the progressive attainment of a God-given goal. What is success? Success is not a destination, it is a journey. It is a movement and joy created by progress. Although success is different things to different people at different times, but it is knowing and attaining God's goals for your life. Success can mean the positive accomplishment in the right direction. Therefore, a successful life is one that is happy, becoming what God wants you to become, doing what God wants you to do, possessing what God wants you to possess. Total success must have divine standards, requirements, and have a definite heavenly back purpose. What is warfare? The dictionary defines warfare as combat, conflict, battle, war, and contest. Spiritual warfare is the state of continuous armed conflict in the spirit between forces in the kingdom of God and those in the rebellious kingdom of darkness. Spiritual warfare is an offensive rather than defensive assault on Satan and his hosts. Spiritual warfare is the Christian's continuous resistance to the world, flesh, and devil on such regular basis. Spiritual warfare is battle for supremacy between the new nature of God in a believer and natural carnal nature, which is the spiritual warfare is real because it is a great war between God and the enemy. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 13. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 13. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the old world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down to you having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. Spiritual warfare is real because it is personal. Because in a Christian life, it is not optional. Hence, it cannot be ignored. Spiritual warfare is real because it is supernatural. It is not against flesh and blood. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual warfare is real because it is a long, fierce battle. Necessities of spiritual warfare. Why do we need to fight? The devil is against the fulfillment of a believer's divine destiny. He has come to kill, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We need to fight because of the presence of a traitor, the flesh in our camp. At new birth, the old nation is not completely eradicated. As I see the spiritual struggle between the old nature and the new nature in the life of a believer. You cannot have real success without making real enemies. Anything good always has an enemy. Evil despises righteousness. Fear despises faith. Weakness despises strength. The common resents the uncommon. The lazy despises the diligent. There is necessity for spiritual warfare because overcoming the enemy is the key to your rewards. You may be tired of fighting now, but struggle is proof that you have not yet been conquered by your enemies. Spiritual warfare is necessary because it is the key to survival. There are many enemies of success. Lack of vision and focus is an enemy of success. Sin is an enemy of success. The uncrucified nature, which is the flesh, is an enemy of success. Prayerlessness is an enemy of success. Disobedience to divine destruction is an enemy of success, because once you obey God, success will not obey you. Impatience is an enemy of success. Wrong association is an enemy of success. Unbroken and unknown curses and covenants is an enemy of success. closed heaven is an enemy of success. Unbridled tongue is an enemy of success. Covenant of failure is an enemy of success. Foundational bondage is an enemy of success. Let's look at biblical examples of success by warfare. Matthew 11:12 tells us, and as of the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Spiritual warfare guarantees the kingdom of God. God gave warfare directives in the book of Genesis to get light. In the book of Exodus, Moses waged spiritual war on Egypt as directed by God for Israel to be successfully delivered. In 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah's spiritual warfare earned him a successful life. Mark chapter 10, violent prayers of blind Bartimaeus made him regain his sight. And in Matthew chapter 9 from verse 20, the violent faith of the woman with the issue of blood gave her divine healing. There are seven areas of total success. A war can be waged against a person in any of these areas. Total success means wholesome, all-round success. Spiritually, physically, mentally, domestic life, personally, financially, and career-wise. To be successful in spiritual warfare, there are requirements for success by warfare. The first requirement is a new birth. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New birth is necessary for you to engage in spiritual warfare and be successful. Then you must submit to the Lord completely. In James chapter 4 verse 7, James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Meaning that the devil can indeed be made to flee from our lives when we do the right things prescribed in James chapter 4 verse 7. Namely, submit to God and resist the devil. Is the enemy not fleeing from you? Check whether you are submitted to God. Check the manner of resistance you are offering the enemy. You are offering against the enemy. Then you need to have a positive attitude. You are where you are and what you are because of the dominating thoughts in your mind. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you are thinking failure all the time, get ready to fail. If you are thinking depression all the time, get ready to be depressed. If you are thinking sadness all the time, get ready to be sad. You are where you are and what you are because of the dominating thoughts in your mind. Also know that your attitude affects your belief in your potentials for success. Your attitude determines what you think about when facing the challenge. Your attitude determines your confidence. Your attitude affects how you see opportunity. So become a word addict. Learn who you are and what your Creator says you can do. He says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Be a word addict and learn what your Creator says you can do. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that which is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then that next is to learn the power of dreams and visions. Without a vision, a person perishes. And your dream is your spiritual monitor. Learn the power of dreams. Learn the power of visions. Dream big. Have a great vision. Cultivate a burning desire to reach your goals. Have a rugged determination to succeed. Have a rugged determination to succeed. Engage in prayer warfare. That is another point. You must engage in prayer warfare. Like we've already read in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Which says, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We must engage in prayer warfare. We also must live a crucified life. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We must live a crucified life. Live a crucified life. Every successful person can attest to the fact that you have to pay a price before you can be successful. There is a price to pay for every rise. Therefore, you need to fight the good fight in order to fulfill your destiny. You need to learn warfare. Spend time after this teaching to read Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10 to 18. Make a list of the weapons available for you during spiritual warfare. We must fight to enlarge our coast. We must fight to possess our possession. We must fight to put our enemies to flight. We must fight to expand our territories. There is no option. You must have to fight. God bless you in the name of Jesus. In case you are listening to me and you are not born again, you need to surrender your life to Jesus by saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You said that short prayer with me. I congratulate you. Thank you for surrendering your life to Jesus in this program. The Lord will continue to uphold you and follow all our instructions. God bless you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your children who have joined this program. As they pray these prayers, give them uncommon breakthroughs. Give them uncommon testimonies. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So every success of darkness over my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every sources of darkness over my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every sources of darkness over my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every sources of darkness over my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every sources of darkness over my life, die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand upon my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So every spiritual wound in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wound in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wound in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wound in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wound in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Dry up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, any kingdom caging my star, release my star and scatter in the name of Jesus. Any kingdom caging my star, release my star and scatter in the name of Jesus. Any kingdom caging my star, release my star and scatter in the name of Jesus. Any kingdom caging my star, release my star and scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow provoking and writing, be wiped off in the name of Jesus. Be wiped off in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you say, every battle I collected from my parents, I conquer you in the name of Jesus. Every battle I collected from my parents, I conquer you in the name of Jesus. Every battle I collected from my parents, I conquer you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, my Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. In the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. In the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. In the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my life. Anoint me with your power. Anoint me with your power. Anoint me with your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every spiritual blockage tackling my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual blockage tackling my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual blockage tackling my life, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let my enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shout this loud and clear. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered. In the name of Jesus, oh God, arise and let your enemies, my body, soul, and spirit be scattered. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered. the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let your enemies in my environment be scattered in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you now shout this loud and clear? Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and let every pestilence be shifted away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, sanitizing angels, cleanse our environment by fire in the name of Jesus. Sanitizing angels, cleanse our environment by fire in the name of Jesus. Sanitizing angels, cleanse our environment by fire in the name of Jesus. Sanitizing angels, cleanse our environment by fire in the name of Jesus. Sanitizing angels, cleanse our environment by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Father, I thank you for our children who have joined the Eagle Hour program today. Father, let your anointing and power overshadow their lives, sir. Move in their lives in a new way and do great and marvelous wonders for them. Let them experience the touch and power of Jehovah. Let them move forward in a new way. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining the Eagle Hour program. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, if the enemy is stealing from you, recovery is by force. Thank you, Jesus. And let us share the grace and fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven miracle receiving. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
I believe that you've been blessed by this insightful teaching brought to you by our host, Dr. D.K. Olukoya. Join us same time next week for another episode of the Eagle Hour. But as you count the days, get any of these books to edify your spirit man and tap into more secrets. Power against the mystery of wickedness. Power against unclean spirit. Power for the present hour. Power of brokenness. Visit www.mfminkbookshop.com to get a book now. Your life to Christ through this program, kindly get in touch with us with the details on the screen. And to be abreast of the Eagle Hour program, quiz, and every other, like us on Facebook at MFM Eagle Hour and follow us on Instagram at MFM Eagle Hour. Come be a part of the MFM International Headquarters social media family by liking us on Facebook, following us on Instagram, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and click the notification bell to be fully abreast of our programs. Go follow, like, and subscribe now. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. I believe that you've been blessed by this program. Kindly join us next Sunday for Eagle Hour at 1900 WAT. Ministering Dr. D.K. Olukoya. The Mountain of Fire, where Miracles Ministries Journey to When It Singles annual 21 Days Fasting and Prayer Program will commence from the 5th of June to the 25th of June 2022. Get the program booklet with a participation guide for the program. Fast breaks by 2 p.m. each day with scriptural confession, prophetic personal confession, and prayer points for each session. There will be a silent prayer meeting on the 25th of June by 0800 WAT at the International Headquarters, Lagos, Nigeria. And Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer, Mountain of Fire, Miracles Ministries, will be presiding over that meeting live. This prayer meeting will be made available in all Gen 218 social media platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. The Gen 218 21 Days Annual Fasting and Prayer Program. Come be a part of a new chapter of glory. Get the e-copies of your booklet from www.mfminkbookshop.com or any MFM bookshop near you. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Power against the mystery of wickedness. Power against unclean spirit. Power for the present hour. Power of brokenness. These are the books for the Evil Abu Kui for the month of June. Get any of these books from www.mfminkbookshop.com or any bookshop near you. Study and win cash prizes from 50,000 Naira and more. Quiz Potter will open 3rd of July 2022, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the June Quiz Exercise at www.mfmeaglehour.com. Remember, readers are leaders. The Evil Abu Kui. Bid the best and be the best. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. Your destiny, a divine blueprint or destination God has crafted out for you. And this must be guarded and nurtured to blossom. Log into your Facebook 15th, 16th, 17th of June 2022 and be a part of the June Facebook Mid-Month Outreach live with Dr. D.K. Olukoya and Divine Clinic.
In touch with the spirit and soul.
Let the glory begin. Clock in 11 p.m. 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. W.A.T.
Name of Jesus.
Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here. The clouds are gathering for Friday 17th of June. It's the Solution Night 2022. Brought to you by the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries, God's Bound and Victorious Army, GVVA, a night of praises, prayers, power, and supernatural manifestation. From 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. at the Shepherd Hill Baptist Church Playground, Oban Ikoro, by Ikorodu Road, Lagos. Anointed ministers of God will be ministering alongside seasoned and spirit-filled music ministers. The Solution Night 2022, a night of praises, prayer, power, and supernatural manifestation. 17th of June 2022. Keep the date. Get ready. Dr. D.K. Olukoya, General Overseer, MFM Worldwide. Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministries. Surely the Lord is here.